Good morning and welcome again to Shepherd in the Pines Lutheran Church in Big Bear Lake, California. As you listen at home to the Word of God on the second Sunday after the Epiphany, and as we celebrate Lutherans for Life Sunday, we begin with the singing of the opening hymn, I Am Jesus, Little Lamb. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. The Old Testament lesson appointed for Lutherans for Life Sunday is taken from the book of Psalms, chapter 139, verses 1 through 14, as follows. You have searched me, Lord, and you know me. You know when I sit and when I rise. You perceive my thoughts from afar. You discern my going out and my lying down. You are familiar with all my ways. Before a word is on my tongue, you, Lord, know it completely. You hem me in behind and before, and you lay your hand upon me. Such knowledge is too wonderful for me, too lofty for me to attain. Where can I go from your spirit? Where can I flee from your presence? If I go up to the heavens, you are there. If I make my bed in the depths, you are there. If I rise on the wings of the dawn, if I settle on the far side of the sea, even there your hand will guide me, your right hand will hold me fast. If I say, surely the darkness will hide me and the light become night around me, even the darkness will not be dark to you. The night will shine like the day, for darkness is as light to you. For you created my inmost being, you knit me together in my mother's womb. I praise you because I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Your works are wonderful. I know that full well. This is the Word of God. We now sing the hymn of the day, Jesus Loves Me, This I Know. Let us pray. Dear Heavenly Father, today you challenge us again to praise you and acknowledge you to be the Lord, the one who has fearfully and wonderfully made me in my mother's womb. Before I was born, the Lord called me. From my birth, he has made mention of my name. Now may the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be pleasing and acceptable in your sight, O Lord, my rock and my redeemer. Amen. The words for our meditation today is taken from the Old Testament, Isaiah chapter 49, with special attention to verses 1 and 5 as follows. Before I was born, the Lord called me. From my birth, he has made mention of my name. He who formed me in the womb to be his servant. This is the word of God. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ Jesus, our personal Savior and the Lord of our Christian life, before I was born, the Lord called me from the womb. What a wonderful message and proclamation as we once again celebrate during the month of January, Lutherans for Life Sunday and the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod, that there is indeed life of an unborn child in the womb of a mother and before the child is born into this world. The words of the prophet Isaiah in our text for today, listen to me. Before I was born, the Lord called me. From my birth, he has made mention of my name. And yet, are we listening to the words of the prophet? Are we giving any attention to his words? Listen to me. Yes, there is no question about the fact that the prophet Isaiah makes it very clear that while he was still in his mother's womb, and before he was born into this world, that the Lord did not only call him to be a prophet, but even gave him his name, Isaiah. And Isaiah emphasizes his role to be a prophet of the Lord, he who formed me from the womb to be his servant. We find the same words spoken by the prophet Jeremiah in chapter 1, verse 5. The word of the Lord came to me, saying, before I formed you in the womb, I knew you. Before you were born, I set you apart. I, the Lord, appointed you as a prophet to the nations. The words of King David in the book of Psalms for today. For you created my inmost being. You knit me together in my mother's womb. I praise you because I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Yes, I praise you, O Lord, because I am fearfully and wonderfully made in my mother's womb. The words we sang in the hymn of the day, Jesus loves me, this I know, for the Bible tells me so. Little ones to him belong, they are weak, but he is strong. Yes, Jesus loves me, the Bible tells me so. And yet, even though there is life in the womb of a mother and before a child is conceived at birth, there have been approximately more than 61 million abortions in the United States of America alone. Since the United States Supreme Court approved the controversial decision in Roe v. Wade in the year 1973. In other words, approximately 1.3 million abortions have been performed every year in our nation since then. However, there is hope and some good news, as the tide against abortion has been turning in recent years, in which Americans are beginning to show their support to be more pro-life rather than pro-choice, a respect for the dignity and sanctity of human life. In a Rasmussen poll, it was reported that 54% of Americans stated that an abortion was morally wrong most of the time. According to a Gallup poll, 57% of Americans say that they are pro-life, while 43% of them say that they are pro-choice in their support of legal abortion. As a matter of fact, a 23-year-old woman once said, and I quote, when friends on Facebook post their ultrasound pictures of their little babies in the womb, the only difference between an unborn child and a born child is geography. Interesting statement, isn't it? And yet it's true. Just stop and think about it for just a moment. The only difference between an unborn child and a born child is geography. In other words, the location of the child, whether inside the womb or outside of the womb of a mother. Yes, before I was born, the Lord called me from my birth. He has made mention of my name. And as God called the prophet Isaiah and the prophet Jeremiah from their mother's womb by name, He also calls all the unborn children in their mother's womb today by their own name. As a matter of fact, children are very special and precious in the eyes of God when our Lord Jesus Christ rebuked His own disciples, saying, "Let the little children come to me and do not stop them, for the kingdom of heaven belongs to such as these." That's what we sang in the opening hymn. I am Jesus' little lamb, ever glad at heart I am. For my shepherd gently guides me, knows my need and well provides me. Loves me every day the same, even calls me by my name. Yes, the Lord called me from the womb. That is certainly the wonderful message and proclamation on this Sunday, as we once again celebrate Lutherans for Life Sunday in the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod, that there is indeed life of an unborn child in the womb of a mother, and not only after the child is born into this world. And if we have failed to be more outspoken and supportive of life because we have been afraid or sometimes intimidated by others to speak up against abortion because of political correctness, the good Lord forgives us again today through His Son, Jesus Christ, as we promise to be unafraid to speak out for the unborn children of this world in the womb of a mother. As a matter of fact, early on in my parish ministry, back in the 1980s at Trinity Lutheran Church in Grand Island, Nebraska, I will never forget an anonymous phone call I received from a very frightened young girl who claimed to be only 16 years old. She asked me, "Pastor, will God ever forgive me for the abortion I had a few days ago?" So I paused and asked her, "Are you sincerely sorry for it, and will you promise God not to have another abortion?" And she answered, saying yes. So I told her, "Then God also forgives you." However, I did not stop there, and I went on to tell her, "But don't ever do it again. God forgives you, just as He forgave the woman caught in adultery. Now go and do not sin again." So may God the Father bless us and preserve us today through His Holy Spirit, as we are not afraid or intimidated to speak up for all the children of this world, including those children in a mother's womb. And why? Because Jesus loves the little children, all the children of the world, red and yellow, black and white. Jesus loves the little children of the world, and perhaps even green and purple children of the world in the womb of a mother. The words of King David in the book of Psalms, "For you created my inmost being. You knit me together in my mother's womb. I praise you because I am fearfully and wonderfully made. In Jesus' name and for Jesus' sake. Amen." Now may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God the Father Almighty, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us always, as we praise you and acknowledge you to be the Lord, the one who has fearfully and wonderfully made me in my mother's womb. Before I was born, the Lord called me. From my birth, He has made mention of my name. Amen. We now sing the next hymn, "Jesus loves the little children, all the children of the world." Amen.
In the lands beyond the sea, countless million children be who have never heard the gospel story told. Little ones for whom the Christ died and bought them with a price, waiting to be gathered in the Savior's fold. Jesus loves the little children, all the children of the world. Red and yellow, black and white, they are
Everywhere we hear their cry, come and save us or we die. Who will haste to these the blessed news to tell? They are precious to the King. Let us go these lambs to bring to the gracious arms of Him we love so well.
Let us pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you and we praise you that you have fearfully and wonderfully made me in my mother's womb. Before I was born, the Lord called me. From my birth, he has made mention of my name. Father, again we ask and pray for your love and protection as you continue to keep us all safe and healthy during the recent surge of the coronavirus throughout our nation. Bless all those who have been vaccinated and those who are still waiting to help all of us from getting infected, sick, and especially from dying. Father, we also pray that you will bring peace and unity to our nation since the protests against the United States Congress in Washington, D.C. last January the 6th. Give us your peace that passes all human understanding, and that will keep our hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Father, we also thank you for President Donald J. Trump and the First Lady Melania Trump, as well as Vice President Mike Pence and the Second Lady Karen Pence for their faithful and dedicated service to our nation during the last 4 years. Father, we also pray for a peaceful transition next Wednesday on January the 20th, with the inauguration of a new administration at the White House in Washington, D.C. Heavenly Father, we bring these petitions and intercessions to you in prayer through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. Amen. On this second Sunday after the Epiphany, as we celebrate Lutherans for Life Sunday, I want to thank every one of you for your prayers and financial support during the past year for our ministry here at Shepherd in the Pines. And as we embark into another challenging year of ministry for our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ in the midst of the COVID pandemic, your tithes and your offerings mailed to our church have made a difference and made it possible for us to keep the doors of our church open. Paraphrasing the words of St. Paul in his second letter to the Corinthians, chapter 9, verse 7, Each person should give what they have decided in their heart to give, not reluctantly or under compulsion, for God loves a cheerful giver. We now conclude with the singing of the closing hymn, Children of the Heavenly Father, Amen.